Parliamentary elections for a new Lebanese president were postponed for the fifth time on Friday, plunging the country into an ever greater state of uncertainty. President Amir Lahoud's mandate expires at midnight Friday, but lawmakers will now have until November 30th, next Friday, to agree on a consensus candidate. Well, I spoke to Professor of International Relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Khalil Karam, just after Friday's decision was announced.
Of course, everybody would have loved to see the elections finalized today because everybody is anxious and everybody is afraid to have a republic without a president. You know, the president in Lebanon has also not a lot of power, but he is a symbol of the unity of the country. So I hope that the politicians will take advantage of the seven coming days to find a consensual candidate for the presidency, because in Lebanon it doesn't work but by consensus.
What happens next? As we know, the President Amir Lahoud's mandate actually is up at Friday the 23rd at midnight. So what happens constitutionally from now on until next Friday?
According to the paragraph 62 of the Constitution, the government of Prime Minister Fuad Siniora will be in charge for that period, the government, the Prime Minister and his ministers. This is the constitutional option.
Can you explain again what are the political rivalries at play here?
There are domestic politics, regional politics, international politics. It's a bit complicated, but we still have faith that the Lebanese do not want the demolition of their country. So at the very end, they will arrive to a consensus.
What do you think, though, are the possible scenarios that could be played out over the next few days?
I think we will arrive to an arrangement, a package, where the President of the Republic, the new Prime Minister and the ministers, there will be a kind of distribution between the coalition that forms the majority and the coalition that forms the minority. And this is logically what's going to happen.
So you think that that an election will actually take place in a meeting of parliament next Friday, the 30th?
I think so. Even earlier, if there is a consensus.
Now, we did hear that the Christian opposition leader Michel Aoun issued a last-minute proposal on Thursday as a way to end this stalemate. He was saying that he would withdraw his candidacy for president and would name a neutral candidate to serve a shortened presidential term. However, the majority rejected that proposal. What did the deal actually entail, and do you think that there is any hope that something like that might be reconsidered?
I think the General Aoun's initiative was made that chairs of the groups in the parliament can discuss it. I think there will be very tough negotiations in the coming days, and this paper will be on the table like other proposals. But at the very end, I think that everybody will agree on someone from the list of the patriarch. We think that at the very end, the groups will agree on a candidate from the list proposed by Cardinal Sfeir.
Is the patriarch there in Lebanon? I haven't heard any news, actually, because, of course, here in Rome, we are having the consistory on Saturday, and Pope Benedict on Friday has met with the cardinals. He has decided to stay in Lebanon, is that right?
Yes. Yes, because of the critical situation.
Do you know whether the Patriarch will be arriving Saturday now here to Rome?
We don't know. He was supposed to leave, and he said that he is postponing. I might see him tonight, but I don't see that he feels like leaving in this situation.
Some people have been very concerned that what could happen in Lebanon is a situation where we have two governments, two presidents and two prime ministers and so on. Do you think that is a possibility still?
I don't think so. We have 7 days. It's more than enough to arrive to a consensus.
What do people feel on the street? Can you describe to me what Beirut looks like on Friday?
Empty. Empty. Plenty of soldiers, plenty of internal security forces. There is no tents, visible tents, and everybody was expecting something to happen today, and nothing happened, so people are frustrated.
Any fear of any of the violence that we've seen over the past couple
of
years?
I don't think so. The army is strong enough to stop anything.
Professor Khalil Karam of St. Joseph's University in Beirut.